Welcome to the Standard Deviations podcast, brought to you by Orion Advisor Solutions and hosted by Dr. Daniel Crosby, Orion's Chief Behavioral Officer and New York Times bestselling author. This year, Dr. Crosby embarks on a compelling exploration of meaning, what it is, why it matters, and how you can create more of it in your life. Each episode will only be available for 1 week, so don't miss your chance to listen. Tune in regularly and join the journey.
The beauty of imperfection. Let's step back in time to 15th century Japan. The landscape is serene, dotted with cherry blossoms and soft breezes that rustle the bamboo grass. Amidst this peaceful backdrop, well-known military commander Ashikaga Yoshimasa enjoyed life after his time as a wartime figure. Away from the battlefield, he devoted time to learning other areas of life, including fine art. But as the story goes, at home during one of his study times, the fallible man mishandled a delicate Chinese tea bowl, which then went on to shatter on the floor. A bit of his war instincts kicked in and came to the surface. Thinking strategically, he requested that artisan repairmen in China restore the cherished bowl to its former beauty. Weeks later, the tea bowl arrived back at his home. It had been visibly worked on, including an unsightly strip of metal staples that looked more like a modern-day stitched baseball. The eyesore was a constant reminder of the moment the bowl had dropped, so Yoshimasa sought a better solution. His aim now was to honor the bowl's history while using its more recent imperfections to actually elevate its beauty. Rather than sending the piece of pottery back to China for round two of repair work, he tasked Japanese craftsmen to embrace the bowl's flaws, turning the broken object into something even more awe-inspiring than it was when it was in pristine condition. By mending the bowl and working with its defect, kintsugi was born. The art of kintsugi, or join with gold, fuses craftsmanship, philosophy, and human resilience. In the generations that followed, skilled workers and artisans brought back beauty to fractured ceramic pottery or glass objects, commonly using gold lacquer to piece the shards together. It's said that each crack and blemish is like a stroke of artwork of life. Cracks were turned into connectedness, and scars were turned into stories. Yoshimasa's newly distinguished bowl transcended its former self. It had become a symbol of resilience and celebrated its past rather than anguishing over historical mistakes. Each gold line in the artwork spoke of a journey and lessons learned. That concept, the notion of celebrating imperfection and the wonder of flaws, endures to this day in Japan. Kintsugi is now more than a technique applied by skilled hands. It's a philosophy rooted in the Japanese tradition of wabi-sabi, or the acceptance of impermanence and imperfection. The wabi-sabi philosophy can feel foreign to the Western mind because it deviates so sharply from what we've been taught to value. As Andrew Juniper writes in Wabi-Sabi, The Japanese Art of Impermanence, the term wabi-sabi suggests such qualities as impermanence, humility, asymmetry, and imperfection. These underlying principles are diametrically opposed to those of their Western counterparts, whose values are rooted in the Hellenic worldview that values permanence, grandeur, symmetry, and perfection. If you're not yet convinced that imperfection can be a gift that drives us to a more fulfilled life, let's take a look at the research. A study conducted in 2019 explored the impact of early career setbacks on future career success. The researchers used junior scientists applying for the National Institute of Health R01 grants as subjects, comparing those who narrowly missed out on receiving a grant to those who were awarded a grant. The findings were mixed, but also remarkable. While there was a modestly higher attrition rate among subjects who were denied a grant, the quote-unquote failures, 10 years on, ended up publishing more successful papers than those who secured grants as young scientists. The study notes that the performance advantage persists even after accounting for screening variables and other possible influences. Indeed, early failure can lay the foundation for future achievement. Just like with the Chinese tea bowl, an unfortunate event doesn't have to spell long-term misfortune. There's more evidence that failure is not something to be avoided, but rather is often an essential prerequisite for success. After analyzing the future success of the losers and winners from the grant subjects, two of the study's researchers went deeper, seeking to quantify how and why some individuals who endured significant adversity go on to enjoy victories later in their careers. In the 2019 study, Quantifying the Dynamics of Failure Across Science, Startups, and Security, after analyzing all the complexities in endeavors like receiving a federal research grant, building and exiting business startup ventures, and even investigating terror attacks, it turns out that it all comes down to something we are taught as children, the value of learning from our past mistakes. But it's not only about try again, as those with better odds of success are individuals who build on previous attempts. The model shows that there is a transition phase that separates failure dynamics into either progression or stagnation, and it is those who learn from past errors and make future improvements that outperform in the long run. The study goes on to suggest that there's a minimum number of previous failures necessary to achieve a maximal learning rate. So don't feel down on your luck after a few defeats. You may just be on the path to something much greater. You might agree with the notion that learning from past mistakes is a noble and even valuable characteristic. Still, it's hard to overcome something ingrained in us from an early age, particularly for us Americans who are taught that winning is everything. While it's assumed that winning is more motivating than losing, research published in 2015 asserts that across several contexts, nearly winning, coming up just short, provided more motivation. The nearly winning effect was observed across three experiments in which subjects who had just missed out on a win were observed walking faster for a chocolate bar, salivating more for a cash reward, and putting greater effort into earning money in a card sorting game. A fourth experiment even found that almost winning resulted in people later spending more money on a flashy consumer product. Perhaps the best way to think of this odd paradox is to envision the medal ceremony at the Olympics. The winner of the gold is, of course, beaming with pride. The bronze medalist is likewise thrilled, simply happy to be in the spotlight with a tangible take-home memento. But the silver medal winner often has a small chip on their shoulder, and as the research contends, is most likely among the three to work even harder to improve their skills. So where's the sweet spot here? We all know that large-scale catastrophic screw-ups aren't conducive to success, but neither is constantly playing it safe. A 2019 study sought to quantify just that. Professors at the University of Arizona concluded that optimal learning occurs when failure happens 15% of the time. That level was determined after the researchers conducted machine learning experiments where computers learn tasks and achieve the fastest improvement when responding with 85% accuracy. The study suggests that the same goes for us as humans. You might see it when studying for an industry exam. Fail too often, and you become discouraged and give up. But if you ace the practice exams time and time again, you may not be pushing yourself. Before selling 600 million copies of Harry Potter and becoming a billionaire, J.K. Rowling was rejected by 12 different publishers. Henry Ford declared bankruptcy twice before eventually founding the Ford Motor Company. As Michael Jordan famously shared in his Nike commercial, he missed more than 9,000 shots in his career, including 26 potential game winners. Walt Disney was fired for, believe it or not, a lack of creativity. These stories demonstrate that there is simply no way to move through the world with any kind of bravery without experiencing regular, heartbreaking failure. But the inevitability of periodic failure does not necessarily point to lasting failure if we adopt a wabi-sabi mentality towards our imperfections. By embracing, learning from, and growing through our mistakes, we have the potential to be better than we would have been without them. As Leonard Cohen sings in Anthem, "Ring the bells that still can ring, forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." All of our lives have cracks. The question is only, will we mend them with the golden seams of learning and growth, or the brittle staples of perfectionism? I hope you've enjoyed this week's conversation. If you have, I hope you'll share it with someone. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another discussion about money and meaning and mastery.
Thanks for tuning in to Standard Deviations. If you can't wait till next week for more behavioral finance insights, visit www.orion.com. All opinions expressed by Dr. Daniel Crosby and podcast guests are solely their own opinions and do not reflect the opinion of or endorsement by Orion and its affiliates, subsidiaries, and employees. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for legal, tax, and investment decisions. The opinions are based upon information the participants consider reliable.